Huerta's nomination advances to the full Senate. A Senate committee moves to block the EU's carbon tax, and United pilots picket the White House. This is Aero News for Wednesday, August 1st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Senate Commerce Committee voted Tuesday to report out the nomination of acting FAA Administrator Michael Huerta to the full Senate. The move clears the way for a vote by the full body to remove the acting designation from Huerta's title and start the clock on a full 5-year term in the agency's top job. The nomination was stalled in early July when members of the committee were called away from a hearing to vote on a farm bill in the U.S. Senate, and they were unable to reconvene before the July 4th recess. The Commerce Committee vote comes just days before the Senate again adjourns for its annual August break. Political observers say Huerta faces an uphill battle in the full Senate. If approved, his term would last a full 5 years, regardless of the outcome of the November presidential election. It's not known if there will be enough support in the Senate to give Huerta the top job at the FAA for a period of time which would last through the possible first term of a Romney administration. However, the two did work together during the Salt Lake Olympics. The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee also unanimously approved bipartisan legislation sponsored by Senators Claire McCaskill and John Thune, which would protect American consumers and jobs from a European Union tax on the U.S. airline industry. The legislation now heads for the full Senate for its consideration. Since January, airline carriers landing in or departing from EU countries, including flights between the U.S. and European countries, have been subject to the EU Emissions Trading System, an emissions trading program that levies a tax on U.S. airline carriers related to European countries' interest in reaching their own internal goals for carbon emissions. The EU program applies a cap-and-trade carbon tax system to all flights originating or landing in Europe, taxing even those emissions that occur over the United States, international waters, and elsewhere outside of Europe. Remarkably, these taxes are not even set aside for a specific purpose and could be used as part of the general fund of any European Union government for virtually any purpose. Meanwhile, no fewer than 19 aviation industry and commerce organizations have sent a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, again expressing their opposition to that European emissions trading system unilaterally imposed by the EU in January. The letter was sent in advance of a 2-day meeting of countries opposed to the emissions plan that's being held in Washington, D.C. yesterday and today. The State Department said, quote, "The purpose of this meeting is really to try to explore whether there might be a basis for a global solution to addressing greenhouse gas emissions from aviation, and a global solution that would include the EU and would set aside or would include the setting aside of the ETS as applied to foreign carriers." End quote. Interestingly, no European countries were invited to the Washington meeting. As many as 200 pilots for United Airlines took turns walking in a slow circle on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House on Tuesday, protesting the lack of an agreement with airline management and accusing the airline of sending jobs overseas. The pilots held signs with such slogans as, quote, "The Railway Act is broken," end quote. That law requires a 30-day cooling-off period after a labor organization is released from negotiations by the National Mediation Board. USA Today reports that the National Mediation Board is continuing talks between the two sides rather than allowing the strike to move forward. That strike is imminent if an agreement cannot be reached. The United pilots voted overwhelmingly on July 17th to walk off their jobs after nearly 2 years of negotiations have produced no results. United spokeswoman Megan McCarthy said airline management was focused on reaching a new agreement and hopes to avoid a labor action. She also said that United was ending an agreement with Aer Lingus for a Madrid to Washington route that is one of the sticking points in the negotiations and caused concerns about outsourcing jobs. That termination is expected to take place by the end of November. 1 year after the unprecedented 2-week shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration, 65 members of Airports Council International North America sent a letter to the Senate and House leadership urging them to consider the important role that airports play in local communities throughout the country. The letter reads in part, quote, "As we reflect on this anniversary, we are calling on you to familiarize yourself with the vital economic role airports play in your district, your state, and the country, a role that makes us deserving of a more constructive and productive approach to future policy debates, end quote. Airports are a source of employment for 1.3 million Americans, support a total of 10.5 million jobs, and provide an economic output of $1.2 trillion. When Aero News continues, the Navy makes history at Pax River. Is this the winglet killer? And A&N's Cub at Oshkosh.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Wednesday, August 1st. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Navy made Pax River history on July 29th with the historic first flight of the X-47B Unmanned Combat Air System Demonstrator. At 1100 Eastern Daylight Time, the tailless unmanned aircraft launched from Patuxent River Naval Air Station in Maryland and flew for a planned 35 minutes. The aircraft reached an altitude of 7,500 feet and an airspeed of 180 knots during its flight over the Chesapeake Bay before successfully landing back at the base. One of the testing facilities at Pax River is a simulated aircraft carrier environment, which will allow team members to ensure the aircraft is ready to operate in testing at sea prior to actual aircraft carrier operations. The French company Minix, or Minimum Induced Drag, has developed a new wingtip device that Mr. Christian Hughes, the patent holder and former university professor, says not only reduces or eliminates wingtip vortices, but in the process of doing so actually produces thrust. Hughes says that the principle is fairly simple. It uses the forward part of the device to create a Kanata effect. This limits or prevents the vertical movement of the air from spilling over. It is channeled back into the cylinder portion that has a slat in it, which draws in more spill air. All of this air is then exhausted at the back of the cylinder and creates thrust. In doing so, Hughes says that the drag reduction is very significant and performance is greatly improved, perhaps in double digits in terms of percentage. So far, there have been preliminary tests on an RV-8 and RV-4 with promising results. The device itself weighs approximately 2.5 kilograms per wing for general aviation aircraft. There are two current versions of the device. One is for airplanes that fly at 0.4 Mach or less, and the other for airplanes that fly up to 0.8 Mach. There is a licensing agreement for the device in the United States with VX Aerospace for aircraft that weigh 5.7 tons or less. Well, each year when we prep for Oshkosh, we post a Help Wanted notice to seek out stringers to work as writers, reporters, photographers, and videographers. This year was no different, except that one of those who answered our call for help was a mere 12 years old. Our young eagle was Mariah Morrison, a writer for her school newspaper. She spent the week volunteering for us, bringing a unique and youthful perspective on air venture and all its trappings. Her final report wrapped up her week-long search for the best ice cream at air venture. The winner? Cedar Crest Caramel Collision, found at the Colonial Cheese House in Gifts. So the next time we say Cub reporters are welcome, you'll know we don't mean only those with experience writing about small yellow Piper aircraft. As always, we thank you for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer, and you're now cleared for departure.